At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by Bluehost Hosting. Unlimited space, unlimited hosted, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited Pop-Tarts. Check it out today at nlcast.com/Bluehost.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listen
up! Nobody's listening.
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, the show where we do what that lady said we do. It's episode 180. Can you believe it? Brought to you the week of September 27, 2011. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. With me is John, I can't believe it, Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
Well,
You can't believe it that it's 180 episodes.
Man, I can't believe it. It's 180 episodes.
That's right. How many have you been here for?
I've been here since 103, I believe. Good night.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of eppies.
That is.
Yeah. Hey,
I wish I could have been here since 100.
That's okay, man. I'm glad you're here now at 180.
I feel special about that.
You know what we should do in honor of the 180th show is we should... If you have a chair that spins, you should pull your hands away and spin 180 degrees and then end up back in front of your computer and microphone. You ready? Let's do it together. Ready? One, two, three. Crash!
I don't have a chair that spins.
I forgot to totally undo my headset. That was the worst ever.
Oh, man. I wish I would have seen that. That would have been awesome.
It wasn't as amazing as it sounded, trust me. But anyway, bad idea. I mean, good idea, bad implementation.
I did a 180, and now I'm facing the wrong direction.
Hey, we always start off with a song, and so let's do it. This one's from Shamo Yoho, our favorites here, yes. And they just put out a new one through their Songify This channel there. Reality hits you hard, bro. Goes a little something like this.
Let's listen in to George Lindell. He was driving one of the cars involved in the collision that brought down those power poles.
Well, I was just driving down Northern Avenue, and all of a sudden, that's just part of my whole business. Man, I hit me hard from the back. Boom, boom, everywhere. Boom, boom, over and up in a big loud noise. Like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, boom, I was driving like a rainbow.
It's been a while since they've had a song that really fit, the lyrics fit so well in the music.
Oh, man, yes.
Especially that chorus.
This one is brilliant.
His car is so hot. They're going to shut the power off. Get that guy out of here. Hopefully
get that guy out of here.
I love that part.
He's trapped in a car.
I know. He could die, but I hope they get him and his insurance card out.
The Camaro.
Reality hits you hard. And that's it. Songify this by Shmo Yoho, the awesome Gregory Brothers.
And you're going to be stuck in your head.
That's right. That's right. I love it.
Whoa.
It's good. It is good.
Oh, yes. Man. The guy's expression, the guy that's actually given that account, is just hilarious. Because he says, boom, and his hat flies.
So great.
It's the best. You guys got to watch it. Do it right now.
Hey, real quick, since it's a 180 episode, I also thought I would wear this plastic Iron Man mask through the entire show too. Hold on, it has Velcro. Dang,
okay.
It's now I'm hoping it doesn't affect the quality of my voice very much.
It makes you sound awesome.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It makes you sound like you're in a plastic mask. That's kind
of... You know the thing I hate about plastic masks and the inside of any kind of latex mask that you would find at, say, a Halloween store or a Party City is there have been other people inside of it. And their sticky human essence is all up inside. And so I'm definitely
Please
smelling...
Tell me your son wore that last.
I'm smelling sun in here. I'm not talking about some cute Asian chick. I'm not talking about the solarium there, the sun. I'm talking about S-O-N, and not talking about the son of God. I'm talking about my stank boy. So, flip.
Take that off.
It might have fit a little better if I'd taken my headphones off again, but it's okay. I think I'm not going to do that. It's a bad idea.
That would have been cool, though.
You know,
I won't lie.
180 is kind of a crappy milestone because it's not 200 and it's not 150 and it's not 100. It's 180. It feels like it should be something special, but it's really kind of not. It's like when you turn 18. You know, you're an adult, but nobody cares. They cared at 16. They'll care at 21. But 18, you're just still at home, and it's annoying. Yeah, but they're not celebrating that. Nobody ever got a you-can-vote cake.
That's right, and they don't take you out for special
times. Your friends don't get together and be like, oh, you can vote now, let's go. And they keep you out late and, you know, make you punch those cards until you can't even stand up and you stumble in. Where have you been? I've been out voting all night.
Man, don't judge me. I'm 18.
It's on my card. Yeah, it's not quite the same. So, anyway, weekly update time, people.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
Okay, before I get into that, somebody asked me this. Let me read it real quick. Before we get into our weekly updates, I actually have a question for James, says Diana. I've always wondered about the weekly update bumper noise that plays in every episode. I'm also a very visual person. As you are, according to what you say, and I am. But it's hard to think of what is happening in this part of every show. So far, I imagine someone is trying to introduce the weekly update segment of the show. Now, let me play it again so you guys can follow along.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Oh, okay, we can do the update.
Okay. She says, I never understood, but that's why I'm asking. This is, she says, someone else comes in. Or wait, the guy introduces the weekly update segment of the show. Someone else comes in, tells him to stop, and this is where the other man seems to comply with the second man's request to stop introducing the segment. And it is here that I've always wondered who gets punched. There's a sound effect that is of someone getting punched in the face, but I could never clearly picture in my mind who it would have been out of the two of them. The man finishing his thought afterward confuses me even further. I can't decide if he's on the floor after being punched or if he's standing over the other man after punching him. I thought it would start a great discussion on the show.
Yes.
I don't know about a full-blown documentary-style conversation, but sure. And it might go along with the theme of the show, stories. Maybe you could tell us how that bumper came to be. Thanks. Love the show. Okay.
That's like a behind-the-scenes NL cast.
Yeah, it is. Where are they now? Kind of thing. Well, I'm in my boxers doing a podcast. I'm also in a pair of shorts, too. Oh. So just letting you know. Okay, let's listen to it one more time so I can remember.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
Okay, the gentleman that's doing the voice is an old friend of mine from my last job. And he used to be, he's a pastor now, but he used to be a radio announcer, radio DJ kind of guy. Big, giant black dude named Ray. And Ray came in one day and read off a bunch of stuff for me. And he just read it straight through, weekly update, you know, in his style. And he did all of them for me. You know, the, what's some of the other one?
News.
Okay. And I came in and I added the little, the strum and all this kind of stuff to it.
But you ain't right.
But I decided to get fancy with it. And so I found a redneck voice saying, "You shut your mouth." And then Ray, in a previous part of an unused, you know, because I just hit record and had him do it. There was a part where I said, "Hey, can you re-say this and say it in this style?" And he goes, "Oh, okay, we can do that." But in a different context, it's a way to say, "Oh, okay, you know, we can do this, you know.
We can shut our mouth."
Yeah, yeah. Or we'll shut your mouth. And then I imagine Ray punches this little tiny, because he's a big, giant dude, he punches this little tiny redneck and then finishes his statement with as if the guy was never there. So now for the first time, Diana, hear it as I intended, big, giant dude punching the mess out of wimpy, opinionated redneck. Here we go.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
So there you go. So now I hope it makes sense. He just doesn't even move. He doesn't even turn toward him. He says, "Oh, okay, we can do this." Boom. And then finishes his thought. So there we go.
So what was the inspiration of having the redneck guy in there?
Just because I heard that, you know, I was going through some sound effects and stuff online, and I found that, you know, "Hey, you shut your mouth," and I couldn't find a way to do it, and so I use it, so I put it in there. And I like the idea of an opinionated redneck getting punched.
Well played.
Yeah. Nobody ever asks about this one. Yeah.
How did that one come about?
It's not a great story. I found it and I recorded it and I used it and that's it. Sorry.
Oh, not you that, do that with sorry. Your own trumpet?
I do. Combo? Speaking of my own trumpet, hey, you know, I was walking up behind my daughter earlier tonight. I have 2 weekly updates. This is the first of two, and she was talking to my wife in the kitchen. And had her hands on either side of the door as they do, you know, like you did when you were a kid and you said, you know, you have to pay toll and you would put your hands across the way.
Oh, yeah.
She was doing that, but she was kind of swinging and dancing while she was talking because she was reviewing spelling words. And all my kids are ADHD, not really, but they they want to be when they grow up. And so she was fidgeting and fiddling, and I just came up behind her to try to get past her. And at that exact moment, she did some sort of weird, wonky spin where her hands went flat out, and she, sure enough, perfectly aligned with my business, with my trumpet. Oh. And she hit me as hard as she could on accident right in one of my right saddlebag. And
I don't want to know what that is.
It was terrible. So so I'm like, "Jenna!" And I walked away, and her mom, Jenna didn't know what she's done. She thought she just tapped me, you know, on the leg or something.
"Daddy, you're so funny."
And so I go and I walk back toward the table and have a seat for a minute. And my wife is giving her the third degree. "Why did you do that?" And she's like, "I didn't do it on purpose." And, you know, I haven't sat down and had the talk with her yet. And this is the pre-talk. This is just, you know, about business. But she's learning stuff at school. It's crazy. She came up to like at dinner today. She was talking about fingers and, you know, her ring finger and her pointer finger. And she suddenly goes, "Oh, and I know what." Never mind. And I said,
"I love that."
When
they figure out they know something that they shouldn't know.
And I says,
"Oh, I don't know anything.
Are you talking about the bird finger, the bad finger?" And she goes, "Yes." Like she was surprised that I knew.
"You know about that too?"
And she starts showing me all the ways that it's okay to lift the middle finger. It's okay if you're counting 1, 2, 3. And she says, and it's okay to like flick your fingers like this and to wave at people. She says, but it's not okay if you lift that finger by itself. That is so bad. And I'm like, okay.
It's so bad.
And I remember at that age, I knew it was so bad, but I sure didn't know why it was so bad. You know?
Yeah, same here.
I just knew.
And I did it anyways. "Hey, this is funny because it's bad."
Well, you could flip people off back in my day and then cover it with your hand and block it. And so it wouldn't be the same thing. But I still got a whooping for it one time. So,
did you? Yeah. Nobody ever caught me.
Oh, man. I know. Yeah. Well, I thought blocking it was like an international sign of it's just a joke. But
it's joking.
The teacher that saw me.
The teacher that saw
didn't
you.
Give a crizzle about that. And she drugged me. all the way to the principal's office. Only time I ever got in trouble.
Teacher, I blocked it.
I did. I told her that, and nobody cared. As my stepdad was beating me in the hallway because they called him from work.
I blocked it.
Yeah,
that was in high school, right?
No, this was in like third grade. I like what Silly Moose is saying. He says it's like a flip silencer.
Yeah,
it's supposed to do that. So, but anyway, yeah, I got a whoop down right there in the hallway in my own school because I blocked it. You know, I didn't intend to be mean. I was blocking, you know. So anyway, my other weekly update is my wife found what she believed to be roach poop, like one little dollop of roach poop in one of our drawers. Yeah. Yeah. And
like
a
little pellet?
Yeah, like a little pellet.
Okay.
And she swears that's what this is. You know, in my opinion, I grew up in White Trashville, USA. You see roaches before you see their business, you know, but we've never seen a roach, but she swears that's what this is. She's a little crazy about it. So I don't argue with her. I'm preparing to do what I do, which is to go and get all of the chemicals and the sprays and the solvents and the watchdogs and, you know, the kit that we keep.
The exfoliant.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to make sure the roaches are properly hydrated. But anyway, so we're clearing out this thing, and I pick up the offending little tray that's in there that has this one little speck in it, and I look at it real close, and I pick it up, and I put it in my mouth and begin to chew it, and she just looks at me, and I said, "Baby," she says, "I can't believe you just did that. Why'd you do that?" I said, "It's just a piece of chocolate. It's just a piece of chocolate. It's just a chocolate sprinkle from like a cupcake or something." She goes, "You
really?"
She says, "Why did you put that in your mouth? You are going to die. That was roach poop. That was so nasty. You are going to die." And she was very serious, very, very serious, like no joking at all. And then I realized I had to let her know, "Baby, I totally faked you out. It's still in the in the tray."
Oh,
but
dude,
I didn't think she'd fall for it, and she totally did. So
it was a sleight of hand,
you know.
Nice move.
But that's the same. You know, that's the same move I used when I got her to fall in love with me. I slid a little thing in her soda, and that's the.
You slipped her a Mickey.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gosh.
All right. So what do you got, bro?
Can I tell something about my kids?
Sure, absolutely.
Because, you know, it's been like 3 weeks, and I haven't said anything about my son's doing crazy junk.
Yeah. And hey, real quick, though, before we move in, before you're allowed, have you gotten your car legal? It's been 2 weeks.
Can I just tell my story?
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't want to bring that up. I got the parts to do it.
Oh, my head hurts. I got a headache, and that makes me hurt. Go ahead, dude.
That makes you don't want to hurt?
I'll fix it. I'm hoping tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm serious. Please, please don't pull me over because I'm so paranoid now. You know, it's no way to live.
Yeah.
You know, every time you see a police car that's like on the other side of the interstate, you're afraid you're going to turn around and pull you over.
Stay off drugs.
There's no way to live.
It's terrible. The life of a criminal.
I am a criminal.
Here's what's worse is my wife has done the business and taken care of all of it, and she still hasn't put the dumb little sticker on her plate.
See, I'm going to do that. I am going to do that because if they pull me over, I just forgot to put a sticker on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But see, up here we have the stupid, you have to get emissions tests.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail the test and you don't get your license, your tag renewed. And so I had to fix a car so it passes emissions, and it's dumb. Anyways, my wife walked up to me tonight, and she said, "So, Johnny gets to punch you in the junks if he gets stung by a bee?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Wait a minute, what?
She said, "He gets to punch you in the junks if – he told me that if he gets stung by a bee, he gets to punch you in the junks." Plural. And I'm like, "What?" Oh, and I thought about it. We were up in the mountains over the weekend, and there's this bee flying around, you know, a little yellow jacket or something. And Johnny's just acting like a little girl, and you know, it's fine if you're a little girl, but he's a little boy, and he's throwing his hands up and he's scrunching up. And he's like, "It's gonna sting me! It's gonna sting me!" I said, The bee's not going to sting you. It's not going to do it. You know, it's just flying around. He said, but it's going to sting me. And I said, if that bee stings you, you can punch me in the junk. And he said, you promise? And I said, yeah. And then he says, what's the junk? I said, well, we'll worry about that if the bee stings you.
Yeah.
But now he thinks that if any bee stings
dude, this is a binding deal for life now. He'll be calling you up when he's 25, Dad. Got stung by a bee. I'm coming over this weekend to punch you in the junks. Get them both ready.
I'm going to have to. And if he finds out what the junks is, he's definitely going to allow. He's going to go find a hornet's nest.
Dude, I would be like, dude, Dad, I got stung 5 times today.
That's 5 punches, Daddy. It's
5 punches per junks.
So now he's gotten my wife into it. So if anybody in the family gets stung by a bee, I suppose I better go look for some protective gear.
Yeah, you know what works really good is if you put a book in your pants.
Yes. Really? Does that work
just
good?
Just a not a hardback, but a paperback book. And I guess I used it to avoid a spanking one time, so maybe you can use it to avoid a junk punch. I don't know.
Got a book to protect my junk.
It's a lot more thing that rhymes with junk. That reminds me of one more. My son, who's 3, has suddenly decided he has opinions on everything. And he's been talking like mad, and he's creating things. My daughter, she is awesome. She's a genius. I love her. You guys have listened to her show. You know she talks a lot. She's cute and all that. But the boy will create things like stories and stuff while he's talking to you. And if you don't pay attention, you'll lose it. And you'll be like, what? Because he'll be talking about the most random stuff. And so he's talking to me in his baby voice and all this. And he's just going on about his room. And then suddenly I hear him because I faded off for a minute because he just runs his mouth all the time. And I come back. I know it's terrible. Jenna catches me. She's like, that's what you say when you're not listening. And I said, what? And she goes, uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, you caught me. But no, the boy, I come back and I'm listening to him and he's suddenly talking about, I was in my room and there's a shark in there and the shark bit me on the hand.
He's making joke up.
He does it, but he talks like it's totally serious, like it's real. And that's what worries me. He doesn't laugh. He doesn't giggle. I mean, it is absolutely real. And he will talk about bad guys and dinosaurs that have fights and he has to fight them. And because bad guys and dinosaurs are on the same level in his mind. So it's always bad guys and dinosaurs. And so we were at dinner tonight and I was telling my wife about this, how he will make up stuff. And I said, the thing bit him on the hand. So my daughter says, let's see your hand. She's going to prove him wrong. She'll make a fool out of him right here. Well, he ain't no dummy. He goes, he didn't bite me on the hand. He bit me on the back. And so he bite me. That's what he said. He didn't say he bit me. He bite me on the back. And so we couldn't, you know, his back was covered, of course, by a shirt. And so we couldn't disprove it right there. But
he didn't bite my hand. He bit my back.
He bit me on the back. And there's just all kinds of stories now about pirates and ninjas and bad guys and Scooby-Doo. And they're just told as if they actually really for real happened. And so I'm hoping
you
for some
need
good
to
stories.
Get with Ethan Nicole.
I know it.
And have him draw this out.
Yeah, because I can't draw. Thanks for reminding me. Hey, chat room mention. You join us every Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern, right here on Nobody's Listening every Tuesday night. If I didn't say that, at nlcast.com/live, right here in the chat room with us tonight, we've got quite a few folks. Flying Bear Claws, Silly Moose, 607, Captain Narthex, and Power Mom, and J-Man94, and Brokia's in there, a whole bunch of folks. Thank you so much. Somebody's listening. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, you know, you're going to get a lot of content, a lot of extra stuff, plus one-on-one interaction with your hosts if you join us in the chat room. There are a lot of good folks in there, and you're doing yourself a disservice not to join us at least once. Okay? So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do this one again.
News.
Just a little bit of news real quick. I want to urge you to consider joining the community at nlcast.com/kids and give us $4 a month. You know, $1 per show. You can do more than that if you want. $10 a month, $0 a month, $1 one time. I don't care. But if you help us out, the reason why I'm bugging you so much about it is because 90% goes straight to children's charities. And we've given hundreds and hundreds of dollars since we've started this thing a few months ago. And we want to continue to be able to do that. So jump over there, nlcast.com/kids, and consider helping out your favorite show. There's all kinds of benefits and stuff like that mentioned. And if you play Minecraft, you know, you get special perks in the Minecraft server and blah, blah, blah. So go there, read up all about it, and then check it out. That'd be awesome. You can also support us by purchasing the iPhone and Android apps, the NLCast apps in their respective marketplaces. And that would be awesome. Moving right along.
Cool. Hey, speaking of Minecraft, our winner, Dustin, never contacted us.
I know. Well, let's go.
Dustin, who sent the grandma chasing little sister with E.T.?
Well, mention it one more time. Maybe he's just behind on the shows. You need to contact Dustin. If you don't contact us by next week, we're going to choose another story.
Yes, and it'll be me. I already got my guy. Never mind.
All right.
Featured story.
All right, so it's time for the featured story. We haven't done this for a little while because we've been reading your emails and stuff like mad. But John said he had a story to tell, and he wants to tell it, so tell it.
Oh, man. You know, I've been wanting to tell this ever since before the last time we, you know, discontinued the show.
Mm.
And I thought I'd never get to tell it. And I even made a little reference, kind of hint to it.
Uh-oh.
On that last show.
Oh, wow.
And then we brought the show back, and I just haven't had a chance to tell it. So I'm going to tell this story. And I have to say, I might actually get sick telling this story.
Oh, gosh. Because
this is one of the grossest things that I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or okay. Have to go.
Let me test that. Is it worse than when I buried a bag of dog poop in the backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
My trash can's full.
Yeah.
Of trash right now. I'm going to have to use this Iron Man helmet.
You're going to have to use that, Chad. Trash can's full. Man. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm ready for this. Now, I laugh at I laugh at a lot of things. Oh, you're already there.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, keep it ready. Now, I'll save the best part for last. I laugh at a lot of stuff, you know. Mostly fart jokes. I don't know why. I've never grown out of it. If you want to make me laugh, tell me a fart joke. It makes me laugh. There's somebody talking about a fart. Somebody letting a fart. It's funny. And, you know, with farts comes poo and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, poo jokes are funny, too. Well, this doesn't have to do with a joke. But I have to tell you something very gross. When I was in college, I had the delightful privilege of working with the group called Environmental Services. And Environmental Services at Southeastern University, it was my responsibility to clean up some stuff, fix things, unclog showers, just random things around the campus that needed taken care of. There was this – remember that in front of the library, there was this water fountain and people would throw bubbles in it occasionally and it stop up the thing and there'd be bubbles everywhere. I had to clean that up. That was my job. Well, one day I went into work after all my classes. It was a tough day and the lady that was kind of the boss, she said, "John, I've got a job and I think you're the only one that can do this." And I was like, "Well, that made me feel kind of special, you know?" And I said, "Well, what is it? Let me know." And she says, I just need you to go over to Bauer Hall, which is the men's dorm, if you may or may not recall. And I need you to go to the bathroom and just clean it up. And I don't want to tell you too much about it. It's okay. You can do this. And so I was getting myself ready for this because I think farts are funny and I think poo is funny, but I don't think it smells funny.
Yeah.
And I don't like it at all. It makes me get the little, you know, whenever I have to change my son's diapers, my wife laughs at me because the smell of it makes me gag when I'm trying to do it. But anyways, I made my way over to Bauer Hall and I went to the restroom that she had pointed out. And as I proceeded into the restroom, it was almost like a crime scene in there. there was stuff in places that it should not be. I rounded the corner and the floor, the entirety of the floor, was covered with a very thin layer of poo.
Why?
I have no idea how this happened.
Were there hand slurpee marks in it? Were there like were spread by hand or trowel? Was it like stucco? What was the consistency and the viscosity levels of the poo?
Okay, if you must know.
I do. I need to know. Because
it looked like refried beans. And had the consistency of a watery type refried beans.
So, as I made my way into there. Okay, how long had it been there? Was it drying or was it fresh?
Oh, it was pretty fresh.
Oh, gosh.
It was pretty fresh. In fact, the smell was rising up and.
Why? Did somebody do it on purpose, do you think? I mean, obviously, that's never happened to me, even on accident. I've messed up a toilet seat or two. I sound like Dennis Nedry when he was nervous when he was getting caught by the computer thing. He was like, I need something fresh. Maybe I need some salty stuff in my stomach because I had some sweet earlier.
Let me tell you what I saw as I rounded the corner to the offending stall. It looked like somebody had set off a bomb. And it was up the walls, and it was on the back of the wall, and it covered the toilet seat. But as I looked down at the toilet seat, there was the perfect imprint of a rear end upon the toilet seat.
No way.
And I thought, how in the world is that even possible?
Oh, my gosh.
That somebody could have exploded in that bathroom and then left their butt print.
Well,
it was everything was messed up except for the toilet seat. It was like it was like a McDonald's arches on the toilet seat, and the toilet seat was perfectly clean. And then trailing through the poo these footprints leading to the shower. There was poo footprints leading to the shower.
I gotta squish down my trash.
And so it was my responsibility to clean this stuff. And so I did what any wise man would do is
poor guy.
I grabbed a hose. They had a hose spigot in there.
Yes, they did. And
I took the hose spigot and I plugged it in and I start to hose down this section and poo's flying everywhere. It's just flying all over.
Because it was a flustery, blustery day, folks.
It was that
kind of poo. It was the rumbly in my tumbly poo. That's the way I'm going to get through this. It's just a cute little poo. Just rumbling.
You know, when a high pressure water hits like mud or something, it kind of makes pieces fly up in the sky. I had to do the whole bathroom like that, and I've blocked a segment from my memory, but there may have been a moment when that high stream of water dislodged some of that refried bean mess, and it may have flown up in my face area. It may have hit me. I don't want to talk about it.
Gosh, dude.
But this is – and for – years I thought, how did that bathroom get like that?
Yeah,
why did it get like that? And the only thing I can think of is dude had some food that did not agree with
him.
And he had one of those I've got to make it to the bathroom now moments, and he did not make it
Because I'd hate to think that thing was so powerful that it splashed up, did a U-turn, and flew up against gravity around him. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's exactly what I thought at first. But I think if I were to go on like CSI Southeastern, and
that's right, because like, Grisham was a splatter expert, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh yes, he could have totally told
just me. The angle of splatter and
yeah. I think he blew it up and then sat down in it, and that's why he had to go walk through it and then into the shower.
He sat down in it.
The baby slipped off because there was handprints.
Lord, the story of his side of things.
Somewhere there's a guy telling a story. Say, hey, man, there was one time I went and ate some Mexican and I tore
and
up.
And I swallowed some black hats and I'll never do that again. Gosh.
This is a very gross story, and I'm sorry to have shared it. It sounded so much better.
The poor guy had to walk, stumbling, probably with his pants held up by one hand, to the bathroom, fully clothed, to the shower, rinse everything out like he was 2 years old. See, I'm so sensitive that I couldn't even clean my own children when they were like that, you know, when they had blowouts and stuff. And so my wife always had to help. And she,
yeah.
I mean, nose is just too sensitive, and my stomach is too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, in fact, my stomach's starting to feel a little bit, you know how your mouth gets kind of watery?
Yes, because I'm experiencing that now.
Mm.
I don't like you anymore.
I'm glad that I could air that out. I mean, share that. You know, as bad as my wife was downstairs making enchiladas, and it looked like that enchilada stuff. I'm not going to want to eat that stuff. Dang it.
Like the horse.
Enchiladas.
And then to leave it there, but what are you going to do? You're wearing your own wet clothes trying to get back to your dorm without anybody seeing you. And, yeah, it's tough.
I just don't know. I don't know how. I want to think that maybe the clothes got thrown away.
Yeah.
And they were burned, and the shower. I had to hose out the shower too. I mean, it was everywhere. Like the
you
the
don't poop know faults. How close to really throwing up I get every now and then. Just when you say something new like that, when you add like the feet dragging through it, really did it to me. And then for some reason having to rinse out the shower. Really.
Well, you know how you slip when you walk on like a there was a slip mark from and that bare feet.
It slipped.
There was a slip mark. Yeah, I can remember it like it happened yesterday. And there was it was bare feet because you know the toes were showing up in this
oh,
stuff.
Oh gosh! Oh,
it was awesome. Mm. It was terrible. I never want to see.
If you never listen to the show again, people, I would not blame you. I would not blame
you. If you don't, please forgive me. We're going to have to put a disclaimer on the front of this show. It's not for the...
No, we made it through Trevor's wedding story, so we can make it through this.
You mean the one his wife told?
Yeah.
I think I've only heard the edited version of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think everybody's heard the edited version of that one. Man, okay. Excellent. John, thank you so much for that. That amazing Sorry. Story. I love yeah. it.
You want me? No.
No, I'm just wondering, you know, if you know, like somebody from Chick-fil-A or McDonald's walked in and that's where they got the idea for the Oreo milkshake or something.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I used to like the milkshake. Thank you. No, I didn't look anything like the milkshake, but if it did, I would never eat one. It didn't. It didn't look nothing like it. Trust me.
Okay, time to move on. Let's read some stories from the people.
Okay.
Let's do that real quick. Ah, la, 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 la.
Listen up.
Listen up, people. Here they come, straight from the email inbox. Stop it. Okay, this one comes to us from Chris Wright. He says, hey, it's Captain Narthex, and I just want to thank James and John for the years of entertainment, physical, mental, and emotional relief from the world around us. And may you continue to be the most amazing podcast in the world. Hugs and kisses, the man, a.k.a. Chris. We'll take your hugs. You can keep your kisses. Thank you so much. Thanks. We hear that a lot. That the show helps people. That's awesome, and that is definitely part of our goal. So
right now it's helping them to make sure they take some. I'm sorry. Everything is going through that filter now. I need to change my mind.
I'm going to have to go and take some seasick pills just to do the show.
I'm feeling kind of seasick, too.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to drink.
Jen and I, last week, we went to Islands of Adventure. And
really?
And we went to Universal Studios the first day and Islands of Adventure the next. And they're in Orlando. And we got on the first roller coaster as you go inside. It's brand new one to us, and it's called the Rockin' Roller Coaster. And you get to pick your own music and stuff. And it goes straight up. It goes vertical, like as you go up. What? Instead of a slanted tick, 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 it goes up.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. I don't know, dude. That roller coaster made us both seasick, really sick. Like we never have gotten that way, and we couldn't walk right for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah. And we didn't, and we rode the Mummy like 15 times, and because it's like our favorite one, and a whole bunch of other stuff. No problems. But that one, that'll be the last time, and the first time, and the last time I ever ride that junk. So, well,
what music did you pick? Maybe that was the problem.
You know, it was Black Eyed Peas, but usually, you know, they do okay for me. So,
everybody poops and if they don't, they're an android.
So,
was it that song?
No, it wasn't. It was some other song I'd never heard before. Oh. So I think that's their goal, is they put everybody's B-side crap song on there, and you have to love it because it saved you, you know, during that time. Anyway, nobody's listening. Hey, my story starts in third period at my school. On this day, our school put a spirit theme for our homecoming dance. This particular theme was Crazy Nerd Day. After most of the class was in the room before the bell rang, a girl walked in with a feather she had found in my hall, in the hall. My guess, it was from Spirit Day. She asked if anybody wanted it, and we had a taker. My friends! It was our oddly funny and slow buddy, Brian. Oh. I have mad props for this kid. I love him to death, but sometimes I laugh at what he does. Once he took the feather, he returned to his seat and inspected it. Class starts, and I check up on Brian to see what he thinks. When I turn my head, I see Brian holding the feather like it was before. But then I see the feather turn with the tip pointing up and Brian's tongue sticking out. And the feather gets closer and closer and closer and freaking goes into his mouth. He takes a bite and he spits it out and puts the chewed bit on his desk. Then he carries on about his day. Love the podcast. Been a listener since episode 3. John and James, you take my breath away. Love you lots. Dalton. Why are we getting all these kind of lovey-dovey things from guys?
Oh, yeah. Hugs and kisses and...
You take my breath away? Yeah.
You know, I do like that song.
Take my breath away.
Da-da. Yep. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. Oh. Okay.
Nobody, yes, I love it.
Nick,
a lot.
Mr. Senior Doobie says, hey, James and Hottie Half Point.
Hey.
I wanted to share my LBB for the week, and the LBB of the week, of course, is me. Me and my friends, just the other day, we were in the grocery store being bored out of our minds, and now on my phone, I always get urban word of the day from Urban Dictionary. Yesterday's word was fart and dart. I'm pretty sure John knows what this is. Yeah, I think we saw an example from that today. But in case you don't know, it's when you fart and leave the puff of gas and watch other people walk through it. Ew.
We call that crop dusting in my office.
Long story short, me and my friends got the inspiration to try this. So the LBB of the week is fart and darters. Thanks for reading my story, guys. James, you're awesome. And John, I mean it. I will find you, Senor Doobie. So.
You cannot.
I have a.
I know his address. Proof. For the right donation, thanks. Anything's for sale. So.
Oh, man. I'm moving.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my name is Josiah. I'm 13, and I want you to make a very important shout out to a very important person in my life. Jenna Haley has been with me through thick and thin, through all the middle schools. She has been with me and survived. We've survived it together. She's my best friend and almost sister. She's the one who inspired me to listen to Nobody's Listening, the best podcast in the universe. She had my back always, and she's an amazing individual. It would mean a lot if you read this on your next podcast. Thanks, Josiah. So that's what we did. And it also gave us an idea for doing shout outs in general. So if you're a kid out there, an adult, and you'd like to give a shout out to a family, friend, a loved one, somebody that introduced you to the show, whatever. It needs to be one line, though. That's the thing. Let me give you an example. Let's do some shout outs right now. From Doobie, I would like to shout out personally to John. I will find you. So basically, he's just double teaming it right there. Wild Dragon says, shout out to oasischurch.ag, Silly Moose 607, to all the deceased animals whose shortcomings made it into Nobody's Listening. May they rest in peace. So the shout out to dead animals. Barb says, hey, a shout out to my son, Flipperfish. And Somebody's Listening says, shout out to both of y'all. Nobody's Listening has kept me entertained all the way back since James put a book in his butt. All right.
Nice.
Awesome. So there you go. Shout outs. Send them to me at james@nlcast.com. That would be awesome. Keep them to one line if you can so we can read them quick.
Title it shout out.
Okay. Let's see. Middle school drama.
Yeah.
Hey, James and John, I have a story for you. You can use in middle school drama. I'm in high school and I'm doing very well in English class, but me and my friends are very immature. And so I'm writing like a middle schooler on purpose. Try to make it as funny as possible. Oh, it's a little stress.
Perform.
Hiya, this is Dana, and I go to school. Stalkers. That is only a few minutes from my house, which is better than my last school. It was like 20 minutes away because all this, I'm a million times more crazy and hyper and untired when I get to school. Me and my crazy friends were at lunch, and my friend Claire, who is a year older than me, had a pudding cup she didn't want. I told her she was crazy, and I mean, it was a pudding. She tries to give it to me, but I don't really want it either. So we start sliding across the table back and forward and back and forward and back and forward until my other friend, who is the same age as me, takes a Batman spork made by folding the middle two spork prongs in and leaving the other two up. And it looks like Batman. He starts trying to hit the pudding away from us. It got so annoying because the game we made was actually really fun. So I got angry when she hit the pudding away from us and started stabbing the pudding cup with Batman. This is when I stand up in front of the whole cafeteria and yell, "Hey, there is no Batman in the pudding game." We all cup our hands over our mouths and rock back and forward and start laughing really, really loud. Everyone is staring at us like we're insane. Lols. Thank you, guys. Your podcast helps me laugh when I'm not having the best days. Only on episode 137. I'm only on 137, but that made me laugh out loud many times. Thank you. Hope it makes on the show from Dana. So there you go.
Well, thanks, Dana.
Well,
Ashley from Texas writes, "Hey, James and John, I lost my tooth 2 days ago. I only have one more to go, and then I get braces. And this is how it happened." This must be a youngin'. It was time to leave lunch, and I still had my milk duds to eat, so I popped them in my mouth. How are you getting milk duds for lunch? Dang.
Yeah.
I wonder why you ain't got no teeth.
That's why you're getting braces.
I popped them in my mouth and I started to chew them. And then while I was chewing, I chomped on something rock hard. And I felt the space where my loose teeth was before it wasn't there. And I immediately told my friend Chloe, who said, "Just take out the piece of caramel." It was your tooth. We already know because I did this as a child. I think everybody has. I did it and there was my tooth stuck in the middle of the wad of caramel. I pulled the tooth out and got in. A lot of caramel was stuck on it. So I just bit it off.
It's still good.
It's still good.
So is the caramel. Milk dud tooth.
My friends just told me to go to the nurse so I could get a little tooth container. They have tooth containers at your school?
Come on.
What in the world? This has got to be elementary, man. I've never heard of such a thing. Anyway, I always lost my teeth at home. Because my mom got this sick fascination of finding these freaking Saw 3 type ways of pulling my teeth out.
What was the best way?
Tying it to the dumb door. And here's what she did. James, I'm not going to pull it. I'm going to tie it around the door. Don't tie it around the door. Clunk. She just pulls it right there. Boom.
She lied to you.
She lied.
I trusted you.
She's like, "I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it." Pop. And so, anyway, just terrible.
Yeah, it's beef.
There was a lot of blood. That's all I remember. Let's see. I put the caramel back in my mouth, except for the tooth, and I ran to the nervous office. And she gave me the container and asked if where the spot in my mouth it was bleeding. I said no, since I had the caramel in my mouth, and I was in a rush to get to class. When I got to my next class, I tasted blood and felt a small piece of my gums hanging from the spot where I had lost my tooth. Let's just say the rest of the day I tasted blood and spent a long time trying to pull out the piece of my gum. Love you, Ashley from Texas. Yuck. Gosh. Tastes like nickels.
Pennies.
No, nickels, man, specifically. Put pennies in your mouth and then put nickels in your mouth. And then go get your wisdom teeth pulled and tell me what you want is exactly the same.
Okay. Whew.
Yuck.
You had your wisdom teeth pulled?
Yeah, man. I had one of them pulled because I had to pay myself. And back then I didn't have tooth insurance. So, I had one pulled. Dude, I need to tell that story. Have I ever told the story of when I got my tooth pulled?
I don't recall.
Oh, my Lord. You people, tell me it this week. Send me an email. Have I ever told the story? Maybe it's a weekly update. Maybe I think it was before I was podcasting, so had to be. But I need to let the people know why you are afraid of the dentist, because I had, oh my gosh.
You had the dentist from Saw 3.
From daggum, from what's it called? The Little Shop of Horrors dentist is what I had. That guy, Steve Martin.
He's
yeah.
Awesome.
You'll be a dentist. Yeah, that one. That guy. So seriously, nice. If I haven't told that story, Mm. Yeah, that'll be the lead story for next week. It's time for us to do a recap song.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's see. Do I have the recap song music? No, I don't. So I'll just play this.
Man, that's a blast from the past. I haven't heard that one in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. All right, so I left my ukulele at home or at church at work. So now I've got my guitar. So
he's got the full six strings, folks. He's gonna play us a song on the git fiddle. Oh yeah.
What you got, John? You have to feed me lines.
Sing about farting and darting. Just to do it for me. Senior Doobie's a farting darter.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Have you ever been walking through a store? Smelled something there that you didn't want to? You've been a victim of someone who didn't quite poo. They just let some air out and walked away. They might be around the corner just to say, you fell for my gaseous emission, and that is so funny. Fart and dart, it's the way that I made all my friends. Yeah, yeah, fart and dart, it's the way to pick up chicks, don't you know?
No way.
You can do it during a job interview, and that guy, I swear he'll hire you. Fart and dart is the newest thing, bigger than Facebook or anything. Yeah, yeah. It's a good idea. So fart and dart today. Meet someone you love by fart and darting.
Okay. Sing about some middle school drama and a pudding cup madness. Can ya?
Yeah, I think I can. I gotta get in the mood here. I always have to decide, where do I put myself? Am I one of the people? Am I the fork? The Batman fork, or am I the pudding cup? I don't know.
What do you
do? It was my first day of school. I sat next to some kids I thought were cool. They had some extra dessert I saw. Yeah, yeah. Now in Indiana, where I'm from, you can't find pudding cups anywhere. I hope that they would think of me and share. But all they wanted to do was play some game with their food. They went back and forward, back and forward. So I just took my fork and bent the tines. And then before I knew it, Batman arrived. And he tried to save that pudding cup from them. But I found that they did not like it. They stood to their feet and they yelled, you better stop, buddy. And all I heard was buddy. So I guess they are my friends. And that's how this song ends. Yeah. I'm eating pudding with a Batman fork. The time's been back and it looks like a rock fork too. It's like a rock fork too.
Yeah.
And the next time you yell at me, I will stab you. Which is how I got from Indiana to your school. Because I stabbed someone last time at my last school.
Because they farted and darted.
That's right. Alright, what, bud?
Okay. Are you brave enough to sing about having to clean a bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm so sorry. I am.
It's always been rough for me. 'cause they've always called me fatty, and it just makes me want to eat a little more. And I thought college would be a good place to start over, out here in the grass rolling in the clover. But I shouldn't have ate that chimichanga and the burrito with the extra cheese and the pizza at lunch with a bunch of kidney beans. I think I overdid it. 'Cause in the middle of hermeneutics, my stomach started swelling and I felt the alien horde inside my belly trying to get right out of me. I ran to the bathroom in my hall. I opened the door and I hit the stall, but not in the way you usually would. Oh, I hit the wood all right. I undid my jeans and a stream came out and it hit everything and I blopped it down and I felt the water fly back up against my thigh and I swore to God above, if he'd get me out of this, I'd love him forever. But I heard no God in that stall that day. Not that I doubt he was there, I just think he turned away. I think he turned away. So finally I was done. It didn't take very long. And I opened my eyes and man, I wish I was wrong. But the right thing was, everything was splattered around like some sort of brand new way to paint. And everything, the splatter marks were letting everyone know that I'd been in there and I really had to go. And then I had to realize that across the way was a shower and hopefully it would save the day. But God had looked away. And there was nowhere else I could stay. I had to get up and hopefully that shower would show me the way. I stood up and I took off my shoes because they were full of poo. And I slid all the way through the door and out the shower across the tiled floor. I turned on that water to hose me down, but I found out that stuff just splattered around. I took off all my clothes and tried to wring them out, but everything that I wore was brown inside and out. And that was the way it was gonna be, 'cause I did not have any soap, just poop and pee and me. Oh, just poop and pee and me. I felt his spirit return as God looked back at me. But then he turned away and he threw up. I said, can you forgive me? And he said, of course I can. But how about you ask me when you're not standing there in your own poop that should have gone inside the can. That's why I invented those things in the first place. That's why I gave you such great muscular control. You're not supposed to hit the walls or the floor. You're supposed to put it in that tiny white water-filled hole. And I had to leave the Christian school. Had to go where they didn't have a rule against dirtying up the bathroom. And the only place I found that I could go was in my mom's house, don't you know. She don't mind the flow getting towed up. Yeah. All right, so there you go.
Dedicated to all the guys at Bower Hall.
Bower Hall goes out to you guys. Oh, goodness gracious. Guys, it is time for us to get out of here. So let's, whoop, that's the wrong one. Let's see. No vocals. That is the right one. All right. Oh, Nobody's Listening is brought to you in part by, you know, all the sponsors and stuff. Check us out on the podcast, on the website, podcast.nlcast.com. Email us your thoughts, comments, feedback, and complaints, james@nlcast.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/nlcast, facebook.com/nlcast. Give us a call this week, 2095-NLCast. Join us for a live show Tuesday nights, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and leave us an iTunes review if that's how you found us. Check out all of the NLCast Podcast Network shows at NLCast.com, including the brand new show, The Sticker Cast. It's awesome. If you're into Get Glue and you like getting stickers for free, you need to check out that podcast. Also, thanks to our sponsors, Rob Gobers, for our theme music that you're hearing now. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. And also, while I'm thinking about it, if you need some voice work done, my man John does voices. Check it out at jsteinklauber.com. jsteinklauber.com. And remember, if you won't tell your story, then don't wonder why nobody listens, or why nobody's listening, rather. I didn't bomb that. We'll see you guys next week.
Bombed it like the guy in the Bower Hall.
Bower Hall Bomb.
Bower Hall Bomb.
That's the name of the show.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, we'll get some track backs from Southeastern. Hey, are you talking about Bower Hall?
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was something you'd want to sponsor.
No. Somewhere, a preacher out there has a great story he's telling.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.